Latin Roots time again here on the World Cafe, and we're very happy to welcome back Catalina Maria Johnson from Chicago, where she hosts Beat Latino for Vocalo, a Chicago public media initiative. Does a lot of writing about Latin music and always has the most interesting and perhaps hard to explain ideas for us. Am I right this time around?
Hi, David. Well, that's one way of putting it. Expect the unexpected.
I like
sure.
that. I like that. Well, what's your idea this time?
Well, the first one is this movement that musical movement that I ran across in two ways. I heard about it not just through the music, but through the visual arts. And I'm just calling it, for lack of a better term, mystical South America. But it's a lot of Argentina, actually. Argentina is at the nucleus of what's happening. It's fascinating because it brings together two planets, if you will, of thinking that you'd almost think would never contact each other. And one is a very strong kind of ecological, Andean, spiritual, organic movement. And the other is the electronic world. And you would normally not think of these two things in the same breath. It's got a number of components. Like I said, there's a music component to it. There's a kind of philosophy in terms of respecting the earth, that kind of a spirituality, kind of an organic philosophy, very much involved in eco movements like, for example, the native seed or the indigenous seed movements and non-GMO protests. So there's that element too. And then there's a visual art component. And in fact, some of the artists actually make CD covers for the paint the CD covers or draw the CD covers for some of the musicians. And like I said, it's at its heart, it seems to be springing out of Argentina primarily. And it's fairly recent.
Yeah, I was wondering how long ago this started.
Well, it took the internet and certainly the electronic world to develop, to begin to really flourish. The first recording that I found that is considered seminal by a lot of people is about 10 years old, and that's the first one we'll hear.
Oh, cool. What is that? That's from Argentina?
It's from Argentina. Both of these artists are from Argentina, as is most of the Spotify playlist, actually, although it's cropping up in other parts. This is Gabi Kerpel, and he's also known as King Koya, a DJ, musician, producer with a long family history of music. The song is called Carnavalito, and it's about 10 years old. It's on Nonesuch, and it was produced by someone that is likely to be familiar to the listeners, Gustavo Santaolalla, the great Argentinian Oscar winner producer of Bajo Fondo. Hmm. And so Gabi takes these very, very traditional Andean instruments from often from the Patagonia and the northwest of Argentina, these remote areas, and then he does the classic looping, synthesizing, sampling, changing of speeds, and brings it together in a wonderful tune called Carnavalito.
Carnavalito en la estación, todos están vueltas para verte a vos. Soy el que me río cuando me miras, soy el que me caigo cuando bailo, 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 bailo. No sé si tengo lo que vos querés, no es que pretenda lo que no tenés, no sé qué. Si no pienso, solo bailo, 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 bailo. Carnavalito.
Cannibalito, the piece from Gabby Cabella, the first pick of this mystical trip through South America we are taking today on Latin Roots. And Catalina Maria Johnson is our guide. You know, I was wondering when you described all the elements of this, the visual side, and even having, you know, filmmaker involved, is there any tie-in with this whole concept of magical realism in literature that comes out of South America as well?
Well, that's interesting that you mentioned that. I hadn't thought of that. Certainly, we associate that more, even more, with Colombia.
Right.
And, of course, Gabriel Garcia Marquez than Argentina. But if you look at the art, I would say that would be a good conjecture, a good speculation that has influenced. There's certainly this where the nature and the natural really interact with humans in a very direct kind of way, and very surprising things happen, magical, mystical kinds of things happen. And you see the artwork all is, somebody described it as the music, primitive and luminous all at the same time. So that does remind me a lot of magical realism, now that you mention it.
You know, how has this grown? I mean, you played a piece there that was about a decade ago, which, of course, isn't a long time. But has it grown in musical ways, in content? How has it changed?
Interestingly enough, I think a lot of the musicians are very conscious about what they're doing. In other words, I'm not sure, I don't know if Gabi Kerpel, when he did that, had a philosophical underpinning that he was expressing, or whether it was just the creativity of a musician kind of bringing together the roots music of his land and the newer electronic world and its possibilities. But I think the musicians now, as they express themselves, are coming out of a very conscious and determined and focused point of view. They have a philosophy and a point of view, and they're expressing it. I think there's development in that sense. There's also been so many more possibilities, I think, in terms of portability in electronics. The next musician does an amazing job. He's taken this trip where he goes, like, just really traverses Argentina north to south and goes in to Bolivia and Ecuador, and he samples. He samples all kinds of things. He considers himself an avid collector of wonderful and exotic sounds. And it's not just the natural landscapes, but urban landscapes. So it's insects, animals, people talking on the street, street vendors, calls of criers from the buses. And he says he's always listening for palettes of sound, things that are unfamiliar. And he takes his sound library, and he has literally tens of thousands of sounds, and he doesn't like to repeat them. And then he adds Afro-Andean percussion and folk music from remote areas from the 60s. So this is Chancha Via Circuito's latest single. It's brand new. The album is not out yet, and it's called Coplita. Thank you.
Chancha Biasocuto from Argentina with a piece of music called Completo. Now, he's the artist, but there's a female voice in there. Who is that?
That's Miriam Garcia, and she's a very fascinating person. She's an actress and an educator and a musician, and she has devoted a lot of her life work to a percussion instrument called the caja and a certain kind of song with several genres called canto, song with caja. And it's a large, I looked it up, I'm not a musician, so this is sort of wiki knowledge, membranophone. And you always play it yourself and sing along with it. So it's not, it's a round membrane stretched over a percussion instrument. So this canto con caja is very ancient, ritualistic, folk music from Argentina, often used in harvests, which feeds back into that whole eco thought, as well as parties and celebrations of the community. So Chancha's taken Miriam, and she's participating in with her canto con caja in that song, Coplita.
Catalina, how popular is this music? Is it getting around?
It's getting around. Interestingly enough, this very kind of surreal, eco-trancy music, it works really well late at night in the dance club. People love it. It's got a beat. It's got a rhythm. So it is danceable music, even though not all of it, but a lot of it is quite, at least you can sway to it quite easily in the dark of a dance club.
Well, you've got a fan here. So Mystical South America, our journey today on Latin Roots with Catalina Maria Johnson. Catalina, thank you so much for introducing this.
Thank you so much, David. Always a pleasure to share wonderful music with you and with Latin Roots and all the listeners.
That's our Latin Roots for this week here on the World Cafe.